Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Finally, the run home with Joel and Fletch. All thanks to Hyundai and Anytime Fitness. We welcome our listeners through Atherton, Darling Downs, Ingham, Kingaroy, Nanango, Griffith, Central Coast, Yellowarra, and the nation's captain. What are you laughing at, tourists?
No, nothing. Just nothing. Thought something funny. That's all.
Okay, play on. So we say hello to you. Sattler and Rogers about to join us, all thanks to Best Sheds. Best Sheds, massive 15% off sale with a 20-year manufacturer's warranty. Visit bestsheds.com.au. Now, Brian, I had the idea that Sattler and Rogers, they should have their own little show, like a different show, and call it Sons of Guns. What do you reckon?
I don't mind that.
That was my idea. That's a good idea. And they're on the line. G'day, boys.
what a take by Lindsay Collins.
Lindsay Collins, stop it. Is he onside?
What about Lindsay Collins?
What about him?
What about that?
What about Lindsay Collins?
Liv golf on again, Brian? Was it?
Yeah, I'll just listen to this. Just have a look at this.
He's done that. And this is coming in nicely. Might be a little long. Oh, no, this is right next to the pin. Oh, this could go in. It's running. It's tracking. Oh, what Chase Kepka. The beard.
Leaf golf. It's something with the rat in Adelaide.
Wonderful. Look at his stars in his eyes.
Look, boys. Yes, 1-0. 1-0. 1-0. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's all ahead of you.
Well, it's not 1-0. It's 2-0 because we won the women's on Thursday night as well.
True that. It's okay.
Yeah.
You know what? It's good. It's good what you're doing up there.
Now, I've been listening to the start of the show, but then I had to get out of the car for about the last 20, 30 minutes. What's the overall consensus with the avid listener, guys, on who should be the number seven? I mean, I know you guys are saying Nico. Is there anyone else that's been thrown up?
Yeah, Ryan Madison. We've had a couple of Brooks.
Put it to them about Brooksy.
Love to see Brooksy in the Blues jersey, but we were talking about how when Brett Finch in game one, 2004, I think, he was four of the halfbacks went down. So, no Cleary. He's obviously gone. Hines, Reynolds, Moses, they all go. Is Brooks in the top four?
Maybe Burton. He's playing number seven at the Bulldogs. Cody.
Cody at seven. He's a six. Dunno.
I just can't imagine changing too much. I mean, Hines has been in camp. Wouldn't you just put Hines in there?
That's what I say. That's what I've been saying. Everyone wants to change.
Yeah.
I do like having Crichton in the side somewhere. Yeah. Well, this is what Sugar and I were talking about. Sugar wants Tommy T in. He just says, week off, throw him in there fresh.
Be good for him.
I thought Crichton was good. Anyway.
Crichton was good. That's our problem. Was good too.
That's our problems. What else is going on up there? Do tell. How's the weather?
Well, of course, you've touched on that. You've touched on the situation about your succulent Chinese meal.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But we've actually got exclusive footage of the audio of the phone call between both you and Buzz Rothfield when he rang you about said succulent meal. This is what it was.
Have you seen my wiener?
What?
Have you seen my wiener?
That's a weird conversation.
That is
Brian.
Weird. Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. Was that me or Buzz?
I'm sure.
Who was that? Hey, boys, what did you make of Sticky just going to town on a couple of Muppets?
Loved it. I loved it.
I love Rick.
Yeah, do you know who he just opens up. Who was he referring to?
I don't know. I'm thinking it might have been. Here we go. Brooksy's got it. Chris Close? No, Cooper Cronk.
Yeah.
Cooper Cronk. Yeah.
Did Cooper tee off on it, did he? Brooksy?
I believe so, yeah.
This is about the Jared Croker having the week off.
Footage. Yeah.
It's so good.
Hey, boys, fun fact on Jared Croker. So I've just gone through this. The top 12 point scorers of all time in the National Rugby League, or before that, New South Wales Rugby League, etc., every single one has played for state or country except Croker, who's now number three.
Yep.
Good stat. You did come up with some weird. Where do you go on there? When you type in.
It's just somewhere hiding in the memory bank, Brian.
Is it? No.
Crap stat. I hope Sattler and Rogers have cashed in because you and I tipped them, didn't we, Brian? Cowboys to make the eight.
Yeah.
You are an idiot. You are a nine ball.
I'm still not sold on it.
Nah.
Well, so a couple of weeks ago, this is where Sugar knows where I'm going here.
Yeah.
He's texting me feverishly this morning about one of his conspiracies.
Yeah.
Hypotheses.
Yeah. And I said, I think the cows will make the eight. And both Woogie and Rat just laughed at me.
Mm.
So a couple of dollars later, $20 to make the eight.
Mm.
Happy
it's a good
days,
price, isn't it?
Yeah, 15. They got three buys. They've still got three buys to come. First one this week.
Marcus, who else?
Yeah,
come up with some more buys.
Lulla,
Moses
Lulla's there.
M buy.
Oh yeah, Moses M buy.
Moses M.
Moses.
And Marcus and Lulla.
Lulla. Yeah. And. That was terrible. I was going to say good. Anyway, let's get into this. Boys.
What's happening?
No, I just, did you get around the soccer or the football?
The A-League grand final.
No, unfortunately.
You don't like
ridiculous.
You don't like soccer, Rat?
I know, I love it. I watch a lot of it, but I just didn't watch it on the weekend.
Mm. Okay, so you watch a lot of it, but you don't watch the biggest game of the year.
Well, I watch my daughter play.
Mm.
That's where I watch a lot of it.
Okay. A lot of girls play soccer, don't they? What's the rego like? Because I remember when my girls were playing, they wanted like $1,100.
It's a little bit more than that.
Is it?
Not really?
Well, for soccer? Yeah, it was off its head.
$1,100.
That's what it was.
Yeah, no, it's more than that. I think it's at least double that where my daughter plays.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they get looked after, though. They play in the NPL, the National Premier League for women.
Oh. What about boys up there for them to play rugby league? Because I don't have boys. Is it still free?
It's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
I know it's not expensive.
Not as expensive as what it used to be.
It's a little more user-friendly for the parents.
It's always been free down here.
Mm. Free?
For league?
No, not free. It was a minimum amount, $80 or $90, and then
it's always uniforms. Been, when I was playing, it was free.
Because you're the gun. You're a little scholarship.
No,
scholarship kid.
No, they just paid for it. We only had the four junior sides, so maybe that had something to do with it.
Mm.
Anyway. What else do I want to talk to you about? I want to talk about this. So this is heavy. So this is Gareth, right? Gareth's of he's Warwick, which is in southwest Queensland, is it?
Yeah, you're right. Yep.
I didn't know that.
It's up around what they call the scenic rim.
That's
hello.
Town,
funnily enough. say that again when I tell you this story about Gareth.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. So this is the thing. This is the start of it. And it says, pouring poppy candy under my foreskin was the biggest mistake of my life.
What?
Yeah, it's heavy. And so began what he started doing, inserting rocks of the novelty confection in his foreskin.
Mm.
And it all was going great, were it not for the fact that Gareth of Warwick in southwest Queensland dangerously neglected his lower body hygiene. Within 3 weeks, the sugary residue combined with Gareth's penile filth to... I'm just reading what this is. This is what it says. This is the Warwick Weekly Gazette. Last night, unemployed Gareth winced. It was astonishingly painful, but the worst thing was I was too embarrassed to go to the doctor. So kids out there, if you're doing sort of this, go to the doctor. The matter reached an eye-watering crescendo when Gareth collapsed on Baker Street, Warwick, and was taken to hospital with his infected genitals. Surprised... even hardened medics. Single Gareth Fennington endured an emergency circumcision and was placed on a course of powerful antibiotics to prevent the onset of flesh-eating infection, the necrotizing fasciitis. Dr. Mark might need to ring back again. Now back at home, he warned, do not put popping candy under your foreskin. In itself, that is entirely harmless. But for the love of God, make sure you wash your penis afterwards.
Do you know Wayne Bennett's got property up in Warwick?
Oh, I'm glad you said that.
Is that up near the rim? Is that up the top?
That's in the scenic rim.
I just need to know these. I have not doctored this story at all.
Yeah.
At all.
I played with a guy. He won't mind me saying his name. Clinton O'Brien played Origin.
Salmon
with Newcastle.
Salmon played the Chooks.
Yeah. He got circumcised at like 25.
Ooh.
Was that for religious reasons?
No. And he kept getting all these infections.
Oh, yeah.
And so he had the operation, and we're about to play the Bulldogs at Belmore the following week, and they said, you're out for 6 weeks. He said, no, I'm playing, because he had these filthy stitches. And so what he did, he got a toilet roll, and he put the toilet roll over the end of the old fella and then taped the end of it and played the game.
Oh, no.
So as we walk into the dressing sheds after the game, guy walks up and says, hello, my name's Joe Bloggs, and I am from ASADA. You've got a random drug test. So I've got to follow you everywhere. So we knew what was going on. This is going to be gold. So he goes, right, let's go, mate. So he walks into the bathroom, takes his shorts off. Old mate's doing the paperwork. And as he's doing the paperwork, he looks up, and Clinton takes his Speedos, his budgies off, and then starts unstrapping the toilet roll off the old fella and then pulls it off. And, of course, it's still fresh, the cut, and it's all it's weeping and that. And the ASADA guy just fainted on the spot. It was gold. It was great.
That's
ASADA. Hard nups of ASADA. Yeah. Do they still have it's called WADA now, isn't it?
I'm glad you had
WADA now, yeah.
WADA's worldwide.
Okay, Fletchy boy, so registration fees for season 2023 for Junior Rugby League.
Yeah.
Ages under six, $250. And ages seven up to about under 18s can range between $290 to $300 for the year.
Well, I'm saying it's free down here. I don't know. This is not with an ounce of research. Yeah. Our listeners will know. 0457 736 736. If you've got any young boys and girls playing rugby league in Sydney, tell me, is it free?
Are we going to be 150 or a couple of hundred, something like that?
I don't reckon. Not in the Eastern Suburbs District Rugby League. It's free.
Yeah.
Air's better there. Coffee tastes better.
Yeah.
Outdoor gyms.
Hey guys, we spoke about tonight on the back of the injuries to like Cam Murray and Nathan Cleary, which has got something to do with obviously a lot of loading on the body after Origin. Origin on the weekends. Like it, don't like it.
Stan, just take a week off.
Saturday night.
And we did this. Remember we did it when it was on played on a rank Sunday?
Yeah, but that was COVID.
No, we did it years ago. Like I remember playing on a weekend.
Did we?
Yeah, it was rank.
But you know what? To be honest, boys, and I like you three, I've not done it, but it sounds a bit archaic. The whole idea of Cameron Smith and Munster, to give you an example, to spend a week in Brisbane, to go down to Adelaide after a massive game and then have to go to Townsville to play a game, I find it quite archaic that they have to do that.
Boo-hoo.
Boo-hoo, bad luck?
Bad luck.
What are you saying? They should play Origin. They don't play the next week.
That's up to the club. The club have got all. They spend all this money on sports, science. They should have done their testing. Said, well, how many games? Because they've all got that GPS on them.
Well,
now.
Wayne didn't name Hamaso.
That's
he
right.
Didn't name him for the game.
Yep. Didn't name Gilbert either before.
No.
Him having obviously wouldn't play it anyway. But so let it be written. So let it be heard, Brian.
Yep.
This will be a gift for Penrith. Him having six weeks off.
Say it.
No, you say it.
No,
say
I'm it. Saying it. I'm not going to say it.
Sometimes the best gifts come badly wrapped. Right. This. If I'm a Panthers fan, he's not going to miss much football for you anyway. He probably misses two or three games at the most in this 6 weeks because he would have been taken out for Origin. This is an absolute gift. If I'm a Panthers fan, I'm loving the fact that he gets to reset and come back for a tilt at another competition.
Knowing how he heals, he's a good healer.
Yeah, Shane.
Blue, and he'll be back in a month.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
He's got something. He's got some good healing on him. Heals well.
Yeah. Sexual. what else is happening, boys?
784 says, "Hey, Sugar, East Hills Footy, Canterbury League, free Rego socks."
Yeah, ooh. I knew it. This is what happens down here.
Free. Okay.
Canterbury they got plenty though.
Penrith Junior charge about $120 a year.
Yep. South Kano. Juniors is free. Mm-hmm. Must depend on the area.
There you go. That's good.
Any A grades, boys? It's a big A grade weekend.
Yeah, I've got one. Have you got one, Rat? I've got one.
No, I don't have one.
This will be only half of both of
me,
us.
My behaviour on Saturday.
Yeah, my A grade. My A grade is Rat.
Oh yes, do tell.
This my A grade's Rat because he purchased tickets in a seafood tray Saturday night at the pub. Okay, he asked the guy next to him who bought tickets also, because he had all the threes. The other guy, he said, oh, yeah, I'm number three. I play. My dad was number three. Can I have all the threes? Guy goes, yeah, no worries. You know, played on the emotional card, gets all the threes, tickets, boom, wins the seafood platter. Old mate goes, oh, you owe me some of that. He goes, bad luck.
No.
Bad luck.
Oh, rat.
What a week.
Yeah, I know. I agree.
What, did you give him a prawn or something?
No, I left it at the pub. Left it at the pub.
He's sore at the moment, Ratty. He goes, I don't know what I'm sore. I think I had that much under my skin. I don't know who I wrestled.
Yeah, I'm a bit
not
sore.
Not which skin? Not like our man Gareth.
That's not the scenic rim skin.
No skin.
Hey, boys, do you often go up to the theme parks up there? Is that a thing you do?
Yeah, occasionally. If I've got family that come with my nieces and nephews and stuff, we go up there sometimes.
I'm just Waterworld, Dreamworld, I do. Mm.
Yeah, oh, you do. I'm just wondering, do they just survive on tourists?
Yes.
Okay. A lot of locals get, like, local passes, and they particularly during summer, you go to those water parks. And I take the kids up there after school.
Well, the annual cards are pretty cheap, actually.
Yeah, cheap for locals.
Use unlimited. Yeah.
Okay. South Juniors is free. Penrith, yep. $120 a year, Red Joe. Yep.
Hey, is there an echo?
Is Dreamworld back firing again after it sort of set back a few years ago?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
It's all back.
Yep.
Okay.
And is there any wave pools up there?
Wave pool at Wet
on the Goldie.
Not a surfing one. Now, Kelly Slater was going to put one.
No, there is talk. The plans are in for Parkwood. Where the Titans train now.
Oh, yeah.
That whole thing's being dug out and turned into a wave pool. And big hotel being built. And the Titans are actually moving.
Yeah.
Well, where are they going to? Perth?
I think they're going to Coomera.
Well, there's been talk, actually. I don't know if it's Waitley about the Suns. There's a push to get the Suns out of the Gold Coast. Are you guys hearing that?
Haven't heard that.
No.
Yeah.
Haven't heard that at all.
The Melbourne hierarchy, people down there saying it's just they've had enough.
They've had a gutful, have they?
Yeah. Mm. So they're saying.
Are they underwriting it, are they? Or?
Yeah, they are. Well, have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what would their crowd figures be?
I don't think they're great.
Great stadium.
Yeah.
Oh, probably around 17,000, 18,000.
I mean, probably on par with the Titans.
They're actually going all right. Yeah. You know, they're going okay. They won again on the weekend against Adelaide. They've never played in the finals since coming in the comp, and they're currently sitting 11th. So they're equal with eighth place. So they're going all right.
Rat, you got an A grade?
No. Nah. Yeah, I said me.
Yeah, I know. But can I say this? What about Reece Walsh getting down to his pink jocks? You like it? Love it.
Love it. Yeah, love it. I love his confidence. Yeah.
Okay, as a Queensland supporter, are you worried that he's coming out saying all this sort of stuff? Saying,
nah,
I love it.
Okay, a lot of love up there.
Mm. Mate, we've been talking about, I don't know what you guys' thoughts on this are. We were talking last week about, we reckon Origin should do like a press conference, like, you know, like they do in the UFC where it's tiered and you've got all, like, you've got six players on one side, six players on the other. And
two ex-legends from each
and they
state
actually
as well.
Say what they think rather than
you got a good MC
the regimented... That... Yeah. Chat. Mm. You know,
who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah, that sort of stuff.
Yeah. That'd be good.
He said Fock. Meet the Fockers.
Fock.
Yeah.
F-double-O-K. Yeah.
So we're trying to push for it for King George Square.
Brisbane.
In Brizzy. The Monday before the second Origin on the Wednesday.
Oh, man, magic.
Who are you going to get though? Which players?
Because you get Luai front
Luai
center
for sure.
Yeah. Luai, Tino, Munster.
You'd have to have Reece Walsh in there because Luai.
But Tino's not going to say anything. Tino's a lovely gentleman.
Cobbo will put Cobbo in there.
Cobbo.
Okay, what?
We'll have Cobbo and Kevy.
Okay, so what two legends would you have just to incite a little bit of? So you'd have Gal and who's the other New South? Because we'd have Choppy
for
and probably Trevor Gilmeister.
Yeah.
Gal and who?
Gal and
Spud. Who's the other
Gal and Joey.
Bird. Oh, no, Joey. No.
Oh, Joey.
Joey. Yeah, just,
Gal and Joey. No, just get him off the back fence.
They'd beat Joey. They'd be too good for Joey and he'd go off the bit.
That's what
No, he'd storm out.
Would he?
Yeah.
That's what you need in these press conferences.
Gal's good.
Yeah.
Because Gal's
good.
I love the concept, boys. We'll be owning that next week.
Yeah,
we'll
it's be in the pipeline.
Beautiful.
With our boss. So
good stuff.
Watch this space.
Good stuff.
Brad,
boys.
Play golf on the weekend. How'd you hit him?
Hit him all right. I played at the Pines at Sanctuary Cove on Friday. I didn't play over the
private
weekend.
Private course. Mm. Too.
Yeah, you only good, play on private courses.
Play good.
Tell me why I keep slicing.
Because you're coming over the top and you come.
I know, but
the
people
the
keep
ball.
Saying that. What does that mean? Over the top.
It means you go like from outside in. So you're going over the. I can't explain it on radio.
No.
It's too hard.
Out and around, as in and around, in and up.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'll
send you a video.
Yeah.
Yeah, not that one you sent me before. That was crook.
From the scenic rim.
Oh, that was heavy. Yeah,
yeah. Send him the report card one you sent me, Brian.
What was that one? Oh, yeah, I sent this to you. So a mate of mine just sent me this. I don't believe it.
No.
So one of the mothers at school had sent something to the parents' WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shout out to you, Woz. Woz has sent me this. So the mother was sending out the assignments to parents, and she took it on the desk. But
that's enough information. On
well, that. It just looks a little bit. There you go. Anyway. I'll send it to you, boys.
Yeah.
Tell me what you think.
That's enough information. Good on you, boys. Great to chat on the Monday. Yeah. What can we expect when we listen in a bit later on today?
Oh, a bit of this, a bit of that.
Yep.
Okay.
Like it or lump it.
Yeah.
It's a new segment. You can steal it if you want.
That's all right. Have a look.
Actually, can you play the stinger?
Please? Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sats, have a look at your WhatsApp for me.
I just saw it come through.
Yeah, just quickly look. Tell me what you think.
Yeah, how do you
reckon it's staged?
Has it been marked properly?
Is it staged?
That's staged.
Yeah,
I think it's staged too. Yeah. Anyway.
Did you ever play that when you were at East? Did you ever play a Paul Bush?
No.
No. Center.
George's brother. No.
No, okay. B-U-S-C-H. No.
Yes, okay. Okay. Yes, we must save ourselves and get to the break. See you, boys.
See ya, boys.
Best Sheds, massive 15% off sale with a 20-year manufacturer's warranty. Visit bestsheds.com.au.